This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi presided over a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security to discuss the developments in Nepal. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "Violence in Nepal is heartrending." Expressing his anguish on the loss of lives of the young people in Nepal, Prime Minister Modi stressed that the stability, peace and prosperity of Nepal are of utmost importance. Mr. Modi also appealed to the citizens of Nepal to support peace. Government has advised Indian citizens to avoid travel in Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has advised Indian citizens presently in Nepal to shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out on the streets and exercise all due caution. It also advised to follow local safety advisories from Nepal authorities as well as the Embassy of India in Kathmandu. The government has also issued helpline numbers +977 980 860 2881 and +977 981 032 6134 of the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu. Meanwhile, Indian Airlines, including Air India and Indigo, have cancelled their flights to Kathmandu as the airport in Nepal's capital has been temporarily closed. Nepal Airlines also cancelled its flight from Delhi to Kathmandu yesterday. According to sources, discussions were scheduled with Gen Z representatives at midnight at the military headquarters, Jangi Adda, in coordination with the Nepali Army. Gen Z representatives from various groups met with Army Chief Ashok Raj Sigdel late night at military base to present their issues. Vice President-elect C.P. Radhakrishnan has described his election to the second highest constitutional post as a victory of the nationalistic ideology and vowed to work towards making India a developed nation by 2047. In his first public remarks after the victory, the Vice President-elect Mr. Radhakrishnan said the opposition alliance had said that this election was an ideological fight, but from the voting pattern, we understand that the nationalistic ideology has emerged victorious.
Every post is important, but every post has its own limitations. We have to understand that and we have to work within that framework. It is the other side camp said it is an ideological fight, but from the voting pattern we understand the nationalistic ideology has overwhelmingly victorious.
ISRO Chairman V. Narayanan has said that India has secured 9 major world records in space exploration and is on track to add 8 to 10 more in the coming years. Addressing an event in New Delhi, Mr. Narayanan highlighted India's achievements from Chandrayaan mission to Mars orbiter mission and advancements in cryogenic technology. He said Mars orbiter mission in 2014 made India the first nation to reach Mars on its maiden attempt. In 2017, the PSLV C-37 created history by launching 104 satellites in a single mission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that India and the US are close friends and natural partners. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi reaffirmed that he is confident that the trade negotiations between the two nations will pave the way for unlocking the limitless potential of the India-US partnership. He further said that the teams at both sides are working to conclude these discussions at the earliest. Mr. Modi added that he is looking forward on speaking with US President Donald Trump soon. President Trump said that United States and India will continue negotiations to address trade barriers between the two countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited Himachal Pradesh and Punjab yesterday and reviewed flood situation. He also conducted aerial survey of the flood, landslide and heavy rain affected areas of the two states. In Himachal Pradesh, Prime Minister held a meeting with the state government on the damage caused and assessed the losses. For Punjab, the Prime Minister announced a financial assistance of 1600 crore rupees in addition to 12000 crore already in the state's kitty. Afghanistan handed a massive 94-run defeat to Hong Kong in the opening match of the Asia Cup at Abu Dhabi in UAE last night. Opting to bat first, Afghanistan posted 188 for 6 in their allotted 20 overs thanks to a 73-run knock by Siddiqullah Atal and 20-ball half-century by Azmatullah Umarzai. Today, Team India is set to begin its campaign against host UAE at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium. And that is the end of this news bulletin.